Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the California Angels and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the California Angels. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rick Miller. Batting second. The third baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting third. The first baseman, Rod Carew. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Don Baylor. Batting fifth. The DH, Jason Thompson. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Joe Rudy. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bobby Grich. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Freddie Patek. Batting ninth. The catcher, Tom Donahue. Pitching for the California Angels, Chris Knapp. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ricky Henderson. Batting second. The center fielder, Dwayne Murphy. Batting third. The DH, Mike Davis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dave Revering. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Wayne Gross. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Tony Armas. Batting seventh. The catcher, Mike Heath. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Rob Picciolo. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Jeff Cox. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Brian Kingman. And now, play ball. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford strikes out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Angels nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson takes first base on ball 4. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a fly ball into right field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Baylor who is chasing the ball. Revering reaches third base with a triple. Murphy goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Athletics. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Revering scores. It's 2-0, Athletics. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-0, Athletics. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Revering scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Thompson for the out. One out. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Angels nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo hits a fly ball into right field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Henderson takes first base on ball 4. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Henderson. The throw from Donahue and he is safe. Henderson steals second. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0 for 1 in the game. Murphy hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Miller. Murphy reaches second base with a double. Henderson scores. It's 5-0, Athletics. Alfredo Martinez now pitching. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Heath settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Donahue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donahue is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Miller strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Angels nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Revering is called out on strikes. 1 out. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Gross strikes out. 2 outs. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Armas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0 for 1 in the game. Lansford strikes out. 1 out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 1 in the game. Carew hits a line drive towards short. Picciolo reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Baylor hits a fly ball into right field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Angels nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. Heath strikes out. 1 out. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo is 0 for 1 in the game. Picciolo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jeff Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0 for 1 in the game. Cox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cox. The throw from Donahue and he is safe. Cox steals second. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 0-for-1 in the game. Rudy hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Murphy. Rudy reaches second base with a double. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0-for-1 in the game. Grich hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rudy moves to third. Two outs. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0-for-1 in the game. Patek hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rudy scores. It's 5-1, Athletics. Tom Donahue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donahue is 0-for-1 in the game. Donahue hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Patek moves to second. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Angels 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Murphy hits a fly ball into left field. Rudy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into right field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Revering takes first base on ball 4. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gross hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Baylor. Gross reaches second base with a double. Revering goes all the way around to score. It's 6-1, Athletics. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Armas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Angels 1. The Angels will come to bat. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0-for-2 in the game. Lansford is called out on strikes. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-2 in the game. Carew takes first base on ball 4. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-2 in the game. Baylor strikes out. Two outs. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-2 in the game. Thompson hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Angels 1. The Athletics will come to bat. John Montague now pitching. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-2 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo is 0-for-2 in the game. Picciolo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jeff Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Angels 1. The Angels will come to bat. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Rudy hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Henderson. Rudy reaches second base with a double. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0-for-2 in the game. Grich hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rudy scores. It's 6-2. Athletics. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Patek hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Revering settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Donahue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donahue is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Donahue strikes out. Two outs. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Angels 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Henderson. The throw from Donahue and he is out, Patek applying the tag. One out. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Murphy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Andy Hostler now pitching. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Murphy. The throw from Donahue and he is safe. Murphy steals second. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-3 in the game. Davis strikes out. Two outs. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Revering hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Angels 2. The Angels will come to bat. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0-for-3 in the game. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gross fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cox fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-3 in the game. Baylor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carew moves to second. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-3 in the game. Thompson takes first base on ball four. Carew moves to third. Baylor moves to second. Jeff Jones now pitching. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. Rudy strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Grich is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Angels 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Gross hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Armas hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Donahue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-3 in the game. Heath hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo is 0-for-3 in the game. Picciolo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Angels 2. The Angels will come to bat. Dave McKay now playing third base. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Patek strikes out. One out. Larry Harlow pinch hits for Tom Donahue. Larry Harlow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harlow is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards first. Revering scoops it up and throws to first, with Jones covering, for the out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 6, and California Angels, 2. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.